Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything that can add value to your life. And, of course, we're going to get your energy going because joining me today as my co-host is Carolyn Osborne. And, it's all about energy. Right, Carolyn?
That it is. Everything's energy.
It really is. Good, bad, or indifferent. You walk into a room, you feel like, is this a good energy? So we're going to get you up and get you started. And, of course, we're always talking about the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that you can stream us here on KVTA.com. Also, you can go and listen to our podcast, download them so that you can hear all of our shows and find all our great and amazing guests. Again, you can find us on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, all those places that we are down there. And also follow us through social. And, of course, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. We are there to help you start your day every day in a positive way. And, of course, I always start with something uplifting. And one thing that makes your dreams possible is no fear of failure. And, of course, the right energy. And, of course, first, we're going to just talk to Carolyn Osborne about setting you up for energetically for the holidays. An energy specialist is that's what Carolyn does. And if you can clean your energy, you can clean your life. I love this. And so we're going to give you some great tips. And a lot of people don't know a lot about energy specialists. And, of course, we're going to find out a little bit more about Carolyn. And, Carolyn, give out your website and your phone number.
My website is Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, energymedicine.com. And my phone number is 818-776-8432.
And, of course, you are all over the social with me and so and also in my newsletter. Please download our newsletter. All you have to do is either go to my Facebook or send me an email right now or send me a call in at 805-419-0008 so you can get your emails and my newsletter every Friday so you can know who my guests are. All right. Well, I am really excited to get started. And, of course, our first guest is James Zhang. And, of course, he has been a professional in the social selling space for over a decade. He leads the Warrior Movement, a community of professionals passionate about helping elevate business people to transform in body, mind, and spirit, and to become more effective in their business. And of course, he's graduated from UC Berkeley, happily married to his life partner and business partner. That's, that's a little, it's kind of like me. You start working so hard together, and then you kind of have this little connection. So anyways, and also, Becky Zhang and Paul Rent to his Maltese. Who's that? You have a little Maltese too?
I do. Coco, she is literally in my lap as we speak.
Oh, I love it. I love my dogs too. So, all right. Well, sounds like you are doing an incredible job. And I'm excited to have you on and to talk about really setting goals for next year, right? I mean, even though we're in November, this is the perfect time to start. And if you start next year, you're already almost too late.
Exactly true. This is what Ed Mylett, he's a big, big personal development guru now. He calls these seasons, Kim, And Carolyn, this is separation season where most of the people slow down because it's the holidays, getting colder. You know, the pumpkin spice lattes are up and everything like that. This is when, if you want to achieve major breakthrough in your life, if you do the right things right now and set yourself up, you can completely separate yourself from the competition and from the pack. So I'm excited to talk about this with you today.
I love it. I love it, Carolyn. I mean, we're already talking about that. We just had a Zoom call. And we were like going, okay, what is next for us? And, you know, and that's really what it's all about. We've had a couple of really hard years, but it is ready to time and ready to ramp up for 2022. So, you know, James, when you and I were talking a little bit, we were talking about goals, but it's really about your habits, right?
It's a huge deal. I think the biggest reason, there's some stat, I'm sure you guys have heard this before, of New Year's resolution, something along the lines of 90%+ of people fail their resolutions within their first couple of weeks. And what I've seen after coaching hundreds of people and coaching myself to really figure these things out is the number one reason why people fail goals is they set a goal and they said, I really, 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 really want it. And after the first week, they're like, it becomes inconvenient. And then they kind of just let it go by the wayside. But if you really, truly want to change your life, it's about changing your habits. So something that I say is don't just set a goal, set habits. Because it's about what we do on a daily basis that's going to eventually lead us to the goal that we want.
I really agree with you 100%. Yeah, and you know what? And here, I'm going to even like take it one step forward. You need to reverse engineer it, okay? And the way I say that, and the reason I say that, is because if you think of your goal, but are you taking the steps and the action steps to actually get there? Right, James?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Everything, if you look at all the personal development, all the spiritual tech, anything dealing with success, what they say is this, is you have to act as if you're already there. Act as if you've already accomplished the goal. So if you think, let's say you have an income goal, because one of the top resolutions is, I want to make more money. Well, ask yourself this question, just like what you said, Kim. Well, what does a $250,000 a year person do on a daily basis? What does $1 million a year person do on a daily basis? And you start doing those habits and those actions now, even if the bank account doesn't reflect it, you grow into that by doing those actions and by reverse engineering, like what you said.
100%. And not only that, it's a personal development too. So, you know, a lot of times why we are not where we want to be is because we're not mentally there either. And so we have to, there's like so many categories that we mentally have to walk into. We have to really dress and act as if. Then we have to have the mindset to act and as if. And then we have to really, you know, I think it's all about organizing our life. So there's a lot of aspects to getting to where we really want.
100%. I completely agree with that. Goals, so, I mean, go for it.
No, go for it.
Yeah, I love goals because see, the true secret about any type of goal, whether you're in business or work or whatever that it is if you want to grow, let's call it income, right? Just use it as an easy example. It really is wrapped around personal development. The more that you grow, then the more that you can earn. But the real game is not to get anything. To be honest, the real journey is not to get anything. It's who you're becoming in the process of what Jim Rohn said. So personal development is exactly what it's all about.
I love that. I love that. And investing in yourself. How much are you investing in yourself to be better? Are you constantly learning new things that you could do to empower your business and to help your clients? That's another question. So James and Carolyn, I'm going to add you into this because you're doing an incredible job too. What are some of our tips for setting our goals for 2022?
That's to me. What are some tips? Number one question is this. If time and money were not an issue and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you want life to look like? You see, one of the biggest issues that I've seen with goal setting and the biggest thing I suffered for a long time, I don't know if you guys are like this too, is I was taught that you set a goal if you can see the path. You know, it's like, I've done this in the past, and let's say it's an income goal. Well, I made X amount last year, so maybe if I stretch it just like 20%, then that's going to be good as well, too. And it's like this stair step type of growth. But then you start to see highly successful people, they don't do it that way. They go from point A to point Z and they skip everything in between. And the true secret, Napoleon Hill said this, is that highly successful people, they make decisions quickly and they change them slowly. How they make a decision.
Do you know how many times I use that, James, when I'm doing my coaching? And I could hear them. They're like, I want to do it, but it's not the right time. And then a year later, it's the same thing, and they haven't made a decision, and they haven't done anything. And I'm like, make a fast decision. What does your gut tell you? I mean, successful people do make fast decisions.
Definitely.
So,
this was my epiphany of the year. My epiphany was this, is how do they do that, right? I've heard that saying, and your listeners probably have heard that too. This is all it is. The only prerequisite for a decision is want. That's it. If you want something, decide it, you're going to figure it out. That's it. It doesn't matter anything else. And that blew my mind. So I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of things that I want. So just make the decision, commit, and you'll figure it along the way.
I love that. Does that resonate with you, Carolyn, too?
Yes, yes, because you don't always know how you're going to get there until you put it out there what you want, and then The universe will bring you these opportunities, and it's up to you to take them and say, okay, that's my next step, even though you may not know what it is.
Absolutely.
They're out
just there. Just the want, just to be able to want it. And you know, and the other thing, in fact, Carolyn and I were just talking about this, and then James, I think we were even talking about it. You have to visualize, almost make a movie about exactly where you are, where you want to be, what clothes you were wearing, literally, so you could just go, oh my God, I'm so excited to feel this way and to get this. And that's how you're going to make your next decision and your next move and your action step.
100%. I completely agree.
Yeah. So what are some of the major mistakes that people make when, like, we kind of talked about that a little bit, but what are some of the mistakes that people really make when they're trying to, you know, get into the next year?
They think like adults. What I mean by that is, think about a kid, right? Whether when we were kids, with your kids or whoever, when a kid wants something, it does. They don't care about the word no,
right?
Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was old brat. Quick story. I wanted a Super Nintendo. And my parents, they weren't making a lot of money. They're immigrants from China. I didn't know that type of stuff. But I said, I just want a Super Nintendo. And I kept on asking and asking and asking and asking. And lo and behold, one Christmas, what do you know? There was a Super Nintendo under the Christmas tree. So I think with many of us, the big mistake we make is we overthink it. We base our future goals based off of our previous experiences rather than a childlike faith. But we can take some notes off of children because they know what to do. They know how to get what they want.
I so agree. Almost like have fun with it. And you know what? It really just goes with what you just said, James. If money and time was not an issue, what could you imagine could be in your life? And that's really what it's all about. And then you start to kind of, you know, bring it into reality, correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. What do you dream about, James?
What I dream about? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I love the word quantum leap. I love the word quantum leap. It is something I'm obsessed about. And quantum is interesting. Quantum means you can go from 0 to 100 miles per hour in nothing. It's miraculous. And what I really think it is, it's dealing with God's laws. We're creative beings. We are made in the image of a creator. So just being able to be at that type of a place and to be able to do, and one thing I'm really focused on is personally to have a 10x growth in business, but to help others to also create that type of quantum leap in their life as well, too. When you start to realize there's just an absolute abundance in this world, we all have the same access to the same type of power out there. It's like this feeling of unplugging everyone from the matrix, like the movie, and making them realize there's more to life than what meets the eye.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love, like, and you know what? When you look at other people and you're like, gosh, I want to be more successful like them, or you can be. You just have to figure out those action steps. And, you know, a lot of times, is find somebody that's already doing it. Find somebody that's in your career that you can admire so that you can look at what they're doing. You're going to be you, but find out why do it alone? Just walk in their steps for a little bit.
I entirely agree. Mentors are a shortcut to life.
Yeah, I love it. So talk to us about the importance of daily habits. I think that's really, like, we were talking about that, you and I, James. I'm really, you know, I'm all about, as soon as my eyes open, I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful for, and I kind of go through that. Then I make sure my house is ordered so that I can start my day in a good way. And, it's like, eating, it's like feeding your body positive things. That's why I love my radio show, because we're always talking about positive things and things that we can help other people and can help us.
I entirely agree. I think it's important. If there's one habit that anyone that's listening can set, is this: regardless of what work you do or what your life is like, you can call it a morning ritual. I call it a personal daily method of operation, or DMO, is before we deal with the outer world, before we deal with our work or business, is we have to deal with our inner world. So First thing, before, and this is one just challenge I give to everybody, the biggest distraction we all have now is our phone, I believe, because they're always there and it can distract us. So before you touch your phone, before you deal with any messages, emails, whatever that it is, social media, do something for your body, your mind, and your spirit. And Kim, what I just heard you say is literally those three.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much. James, last words, anything that you can share with us? But I love where you're at. I'm going to bring you back on because this was so much fun. You're so in line with us.
Well, I'd love to. I feel it is well, too. This is what I'd say. You're listening to this right now, and it's not by coincidence. This world, this universe works by laws. And I know the last couple of years has been really hard on all of us. But during these types of periods, if we can reframe things, you also see that during these types of shifts, it's also a place where you can make some major, major changes in your life. Because when the world shifts, there's big opportunities. In fact, the biggest wealth creations in the world have happened during times like this. You think about the Great Depression back in the day, the biggest wealth creations. When I say wealth, I just mean you have an opportunity to change, grow, and impact and deliver and add a lot of value.
I love that. Growth in any possible way. I love it. James Zhang, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Carolyn, that was awesome. We're going to take a really, really great break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk with you about energy and, of course, really cleaning up our energy for the holidays. That's what it's all about. Yep. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P: proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, the brighter side of life. And of course, Carolyn Osborne is joining me and co-hosting with me. I know.
Yeah.
I can feel the energy, right? Isn't that what it's all about? And of course, you are an energy specialist. And of course, you are a certified medical intuitive animal connector, certified acunet and body talk practitioner, performance mentor. Really, you just work with us to be our best in our body, mind, and spirit, correct?
Correct, correct.
How long have you been doing this, Carolyn?
I've been doing it about 12, 13 years now.
Okay. And did you already know that you had the gift? Like, I mean, how did that even happen?
It was sort of an evolution for me because the bulk of my life I've been actually a performing musician, so been a violinist, and so I didn't really, but I've always been interested in this avenue of work and the way things work, and I always saw things as interconnected, and I just really like that whole intuitive, holistic approach to our life and to our health. And so I finally decided to pursue that and get into that. And it's just been amazing because it's just, especially now, it's like it's really opening up and the world is starting to see the benefits of these different things in a newer way than they ever did before.
Right. And it's kind of like your second act, right? I mean, you already had this gift and then you developed it and people started asking you, you know, how and what and they needed, and here you are. So let's talk about setting us up for energetically for the holidays. What does that exactly mean? And tell us why this is so valuable.
It's valuable because, you know, we are, as I said briefly earlier, we are all energy. Everything in the world is energy. We feel it. Some of us, you know, are really super sensitive and, you know, feel every little energy anywhere with people, animals, the world. And others are, it's not quite so sensitive, but you still notice it. It's like that feeling, like you said, when you walk into a room and you can feel the energy of somebody and you just kind of go, oh, I want to stay away from that person. I don't want that person. Or the other person, you know, that's like just attracts everybody. You know, they're like a magnet. And that is all energy. That's their energy is either attracting or repelling.
So let me ask you a question. This is really interesting. I think of like when my husband walks in, I can be like, what's wrong? You know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
He doesn't even have to say anything. Is that the energy talking to me?
Yes, okay. Because you're picking up, you know, you, first of all, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you're very tuned into that other person. It's like with an animal. You're very tuned in. And you can tell when something's not right and something's wrong or something's off. Not even wrong, it's off. And that's why you say, okay, well, what's going on? Why are you, you know, what's wrong?
Yeah, yeah. And so that's scary, Carolyn. So every time we meet, do you know what I'm thinking? Could you feel my energy?
No, but, you know, I can tell when people are, you know, in a good space or maybe it's not having a rough day or, you know, some people are more guarded, some people are more open. I mean, there's all these variations on this, you know, and it just depends on what, first of all, as an energy intuitive, you know, I learned to not just open myself up and feel everything because then you're overwhelmed.
That would be scary.
You can't do that either. So you want to be a little selective about it so that you're not just taking on. That's what empaths do. They just take on all this energy without any discernment as to what they're taking on. And that's very detrimental and overwhelming.
Because
you don't want to be taking on other people's stuff, you know.
You know what's interesting? I'm not a specialist like you, but I'm very intuitive and can feel people's energy. And I think it's probably even, you know, working on the radio and I can feel my listeners. Like, it's so weird. And then they'll call in and I'll be like, oh, I can feel you listening. You know, it's like great. So again, and I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. If anybody has any questions for Carolyn, we'd love to talk with you and to get that there because, you know what, energy impacts all areas of your life. It really does, correct?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and so we're all coming to that place where we're kind of been alone because of social distancing. And now it's kind of weird. I mean, I even feel that I'm pretty social. You're alone, and now all of a sudden you're walking in, and you can't really touch people. You know, there's this weird feeling still. How do we get through that, Carolyn?
Well, first of all, to get yourself in a good, solid place where you feel comfortable, you feel protected, it's very important. I mean, a lot of what I do is I help people, my clients, with their protection of their energy. And supporting them and teaching them how to, you know, do certain techniques to help support them. Because it's one thing to feel the energy. It's another thing to be just taking it on, like I said. So it's really important to have some sort of energetic protection so that you can observe and keep that healthy distance, but you can still interact and be part of it and connect, but you're not taking it on.
Right. That's and really to important. Not be imbalanced, right?
Right.
So how do you, what are some of the things when we work with you, you could feel our energy. And so you're centering it, you're cleaning it out.
I'm cleaning it out. What I'm doing is finding out, okay, where are the imbalances? Where are the old emotions, the old beliefs, the old thought patterns that you've collected that are still stuck in your energy field that you don't need anymore? We want to clear that stuff out. We want to, you know, get you down to your purest essence so you can really be at your best. It's also about getting the body communicating again, because when you get stressed out or overwhelmed or just in a state of fear, that causes the body to shut down. That triggers the peripheral nervous system, and that's that fight or flight mode that, you know, everybody's heard about.
Right.
And when you get in that stress and fight or flight mode, other parts of your body kind of back off because all the energy is going to, okay, that tiger is going to pounce out and get me any second. Well, we don't need to be in that state. You know, if you start to look at your life and go, okay, is this really a life or death situation, or is it just a major inconvenience? Is it just, you know, annoying?
Right.
So that your nervous system is not just constantly firing and draining, because that's what drains you out, and it weakens you, and it takes the energy away from your immune system. It takes it away from your digestive system. It takes it away from your mind, and then those things can't work.
Yeah, so this could actually really affects your whole body, right?
It does.
Your immune system, your mental health. Mm-hmm. So it is so important to be balanced. Is that the right word, balance?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Because when you are in balance energetically and emotionally, and again, it's like working on that physical, emotional, mental, spiritual realm. When all those areas are in balance, you are strong. You are invincible. You can handle anything.
I like that word, invincible.
Yeah, because
I love that. Yeah, no, you can take on the world. And who doesn't want that? Carolyn, give out your phone number again, because you can work with people all over the world now because of our, you know, So how
I can do everything online.
There you go. I love that. So, give out your phone number again.
Phone number is 818-776-8432.
Okay.
And, of course, you can reach me on my website, which is Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, energymedicine.com. And you can contact me for a free 20-minute consultation. I can answer any questions, just, you know, to learn more about the whole energy,
yeah,
healing,
everything. Yeah, I mean, your work is so valuable, and really, if you're feeling imbalanced from the last couple of years, or maybe you're just starting a new job, or maybe you are the owner of your company and you want to be strong in front of your employees, and you want to be totally like you could go in there and feel really good, and these are have Carolyn work with you, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Also, you work with animals too, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and talk to us a little bit about that.
The same thing. The animals are taking on, very often, their owners and their caretakers' stuff. So they get out of balance. Plus, they, you know, they're out to protect you. They have their job. So it's about getting them in balance too. And they respond so well to the energy because they don't have the mental chatter and doubts and things that we do getting in our way. They just let it go and can move forward, you know, and they are very responsive to the energy work. Also just communication, just me connecting with them and letting them know what's happening. Animals are always saying they like to be told what's happening. So if you're planning on going away for the holidays or you're bringing in new people for the holidays, you know, let them know so that they know what to expect. Because
so, Carolyn, when you're saying that, like, really, I keep telling my dog that, okay, we're going to have lots of company. Everybody's going to, and they hear that.
Yeah. I mean, because you want to show them that picture of, you know, people and they're new people so that they understand that
it's okay.
It's okay to have these people. And you want to, you know, let them know so that they don't go into defensive mode and protective mode, because all
that
of a sudden,
is really interesting. Wow,
yeah.
I love that. Okay, and of course you communicate to these pets any messages pertaining. So you can, if anybody's having problems with their pets, that's something that you can help them too.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
I love it.
Yep.
Let me ask you, how does being proactive, preventative, and practicing good health habits help you and of course your pets too?
Well, okay. Again, being proactive is getting ahead of the curve before something becomes a problem.
Okay.
And with our health and our animals' health, very often things are starting that we're not always aware of. So if you are already taking healthy steps, like if you are working with me and getting semi-regular balancings and adjustments energetically, that's going to help anything from turning into something serious. It's when we leave it alone and it keeps festering and festering, and then finally it will erupt into something. So being proactive is, you know, it's like going out and exercising, eating that
correct
good diet. You know, those are things that are being proactive, sleeping well. All of those things contribute to your overall health, mind and, you know, body.
Right, right.
And the same thing with the animals, because the animals tend to not show things until it's very far advanced. So you want to, you know, check in and keep on top with them so that they don't get to that point and we can find it before. And then the preventative is just, you know, then what steps do you take to help keeping things from turning into something more serious.
Got it.
You know, just being charged and, you know, practicing these things. You know, what can you do to change your life, to change your pet's life for the better?
Right. And I know you and I were talking about this. The holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving is around the corner, then the rest of the holidays. And there's always a lot of triggers and, you know,
yep.
with sadness yep. and happiness and
yep.
maybe in-laws or maybe, you know, family members that you might not have got along with or
right.
lost. There's just lots of things. Talk to us about really just walking into that positive energy so that you can hold your own space.
Right, right. So it's really important. And this is where I was talking earlier about old patterns and old beliefs. You know, when we get back with family, especially if we don't see them on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
it suddenly takes us back to when we were a kid, right?
Right.
Those same patterns, those same things. Well, you start thinking like you're a kid instead of acting like yourself now.
Right.
And you give up who you are because that's sort of the role that everybody expects you to play, right?
Right.
So it's about recognizing that and saying, oh, okay, what are those little triggers or what are those things that I don't want in my life anymore? I want to just be myself. And getting yourself into a place so that you can say, I'm not going to do that this year. I am going to become aware of, you know, first of all, becoming aware of those little triggers that all of a sudden go, oh, that's
right.
putting me into that place where I used to be, which I don't want to be. And it's like, all right, what am I going to do differently this time to say, no, that's not who I am right now. I am me now. I'm a different person than I was 50 years ago or 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, really. And having a new energetic you, right?
Right. And being in an emotionally and mental stable, happy, balanced place will help you to stay in that.
You know what? That just brings something up is because other people are triggering you, if you could take a moment to walk away and get your,
mm-hmm.
your
reset.
Reset and clear that energy and say, no, I am not going to be that person this year. I'm going to, you know, really keep myself in and keep my mm-hmm. new me, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that. Carolyn, yeah. I know that you have gift certificates for the holidays,
mm-hmm.
and we can buy these for any of our families or even
yep.
as a group, right?
Yep.
How do we find those?
So on my website, again, ChironEnergyMedicine.com, under the sessions and purchase office options, they'll have a place for gift certificates, and you just purchase it there, and you can send it to whomever you would like, and then they can contact me and we'll take care of it.
I love it.
Whatever.
And we're going to put those in our newsletter. So for our listeners out there, you will be able to just click right on that and go right to Carolyn's website. So
right.
I definitely.
And this is like a perfect gift for people when you, especially if you don't know what to give somebody and you want to help them or you want to help an animal that needs help or just, you know.
Yep, you got it.
It's a great way to help.
I love it. Thank you, Carolyn. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Yep.
We're actually just going to move right into our next guest. So many of us are living with pain, chronic pain and movement disorders. And today we're going to talk about this because there's a new virtual technology that is now just a Wi-Fi away. And joining us is Dr. Juan Ramirez. He's from the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. And, of course, his patient, Daryl Wright, who lives right there in Dallas, and has been living with Parkinson's disease. So we're going to share a little bit about this technology and of course, you're tuned in to the brighter side of life. Dr. Ramirez, thank you so much for joining us. Many people in the U.S. Suffer with chronic pain and movement disorder. What is a traditional method of treatment?
Hi, Kim. So the traditional modality of treatment for these chronic movement disorders, and talking specifically about Parkinson's disease, are oral medications, so pills that patients need to take per mouth, and sometimes they have to stick to very rigid regimens, the medications are expected to control the multiple systems of the condition, which in reality they do, or at least at the beginning. However, Most of these movement disorder conditions, and specifically again Parkinson's, are degenerative and progressive in nature. So over time, the control that patients get just from the oral medications is just not enough. And we have multiple ways of dealing with that, which could be increasing the dose of the medication, adding other medications, but invariably at one point or another, the efficacy is just not there, and we start.
And not to talk about the side effects, correct?
Exactly, because as we increase these medications, we start dealing with unwanted side effects.
I'm so excited to be really talking about this. What are the new advancements in the technology that can provide pain relief? I mean, this is huge.
So for the advanced therapies that we have available, once the traditional treatment stops working or is just not enough, we have this technology that involves electrical stimulation in the brain called deep brain stimulation, where electrodes are implanted by a neurosurgeon inside the brain in a specific targets. All this system is a system that is inside this hardware. Patients carry a pacemaker-like device in their upper chest, and through that they're able to get a stimulation, continuous stimulation, that we physicians are able to program and adjust to provide that just ideal control that we are expecting from those symptoms.
Dr. Ramirez, who is a good candidate for the stimulation therapy?
Patients that are good candidate for stimulation therapy are those that are already failing the traditional treatment with oral medications. It gets to a point where their quality of life is just not there, and their lives revolve around taking medications. So to determine if somebody is a good candidate for this technology for deep brain stimulation, patients have to go through a screening process that involves establishing, making sure that the diagnosis is correct, that they respond in a way that is expected to the medications, and that we have a baseline neuropsychological testing.
Wow. Daryl Wright, thank you so much also for being here. I know that you have actually been living with Parkinson's disease for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about you were diagnosed and what life has looked like for you.
Yeah, thank you. I was diagnosed back in April of 2014. I've been living with it about almost coming up on 8 years. Since I had deep brain stimulation surgery roughly 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and that has changed my life, given me my life back. I was having difficulty walking, talking, of course the tremors and things like that, affect me at work and stuff, to where now I'm not having to deal with that. I'm able to pick up the hobbies that I used to love, like woodworking and things like that. So it's, like I say, and I'll say it forever, it totally gave me my life back.
Wow, that's incredible, and thank you for sharing that. Tell us, how long has it been since you received your device?
A little over 2 years. I had surgery in March of 2019, and then we activated it a month later with Dr. Ramirez in April of 2019.
Wow, and so do you go to the nearest, is this called the NeuroSphere, and it's a virtual clinic that helps you manage your treatment?
Yeah, what it is, with Abbott came out with this NeuroSphere virtual clinic, and it's actually all through an app on my phone. So now I live up in Dallas now, and so that's a 4-hour drive down to see Dr. Ramirez, and I wanted to stay with him as my movement disorder specialist. So now what we can do is we can connect through this app using our phone cameras or computer or iPad or whatever, and then he can securely access my device, make the necessary adjustments. We can have a full appointment like we would if I was sitting here next to him in a chair like we are today. But we can do all that over the cameras on the phone, and then, like I said, he can access my device virtually and securely and make adjustments. As my disease progresses, he can make adjustments to target areas that help control those symptoms. And so that's been a big game changer, in addition to deep brain stimulation already, because whereas before I was taking a day and a half off of work to come down just for a 45-minute appointment or half-hour appointment, is now
right.
I can do it right in my office or from home or whatever. Yeah, so it's tremendous.
Incredible. Well, I am beyond happy for you that you have your life back.
Oh,
Dr. Ramirez, how hard is the surgery to put this in?
For deep brain stimulation, it's a process, as I mentioned, that we identify the right candidate, and then eventually with a neurosurgeon that hardware is implanted. And once that is in, we, the movement disorder specialists, see our patients frequently in clinic to do that those adjustments. Up until our last year, the only way that we could do those adjustments were by bringing the patient physically to our offices to be able to do that programming. However, now with the Abbott Neurosphere Virtual Clinic, that is not a problem anymore. We can access our patients directly through a virtual platform that we interact with patients, and I'm able to examine my patient, and I'm able to create the changes and adjustments to that programming that are translated into immediate changes on the other side, wherever my patient is, which would be at home or at their office. This has tremendously improved our ability to treat patients.
Incredible. I'm like, you know, just staggering news for so many patients. Where can my viewers and listeners go for more information?
To have more information about the virtual clinic Neurosphere, they can go to abbott.com.
Okay, perfect. And again, Daryl Wright, thank you so much for sharing your journey and continuing to feel better and get your life back, as you say it. And Dr. Ramirez, thank you so much. I love when we can find inspiring things that we can help other people. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Take care.
You as well.
Okay. And also, November is Stomach Cancer Awareness Month and National Caregivers Awareness Month. So we're just talking about it all here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I have gastrointestinal medical oncologist, Dr. Samuel Kleppner, and Christy Leonard. And she's a caregiver and an advocate, and whose husband, Tony, battled with stomach cancer. So we're going to talk with them. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Kleppner, please tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, the risk and factors and symptoms of stomach cancer.
Thanks again for having me. I'm a medical oncologist at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston, and I'm focused on new treatments and new drugs and clinical trials for stomach and esophagus cancers. So, it wasn't even that long ago in the 80s where stomach cancer was one of the more common cancers in the U.S., and although it's moved down the list, there's still around 27,000 cases a year, and it's actually rising in some patients, particularly younger patients. So that always makes us wonder about risk factors, and these are, of course, things that run in families, like genes that can be passed down, but also things related to what we're exposed to and choices that we make, like some dietary choices and lifestyle habits. These might include diets that are very rich in salt or salt-cured meats or pickled vegetables, but also there's exposure to a bacteria called H. pylori, which many people in the world are exposed to and essentially leads to chronic inflammation in the stomach. And really, that's the common theme for all these risk factors. Things that cause chronic inflammation in the stomach increase the risk of stomach cancer.
Wow. And now, is this like a colon cancer? Is that connected to it because it's part of our whole system, or no? Is it different?
Yeah, they're definitely all both. Two ends of the same tube. Their exposure and what the tube sees are very different. So the stomach sees more early foods, and you know the colon sees sort of things that have been processed. But there are definitely dietary risk factors for both, but they actually don't overlap that much. Obesity and things like that are common to both.
How is stomach cancer diagnosed? I think that's probably the biggest question I could hear my listeners thinking right now, you know?
Usually diagnosed when patients come in with symptoms that are just kind of nonspecific but not going away. So it's usually things like weight loss that you're not trying to lose weight, abdominal discomfort that just kind of comes and goes but never goes away, feeling full very quickly after eating, what we call early satiety, and sometimes things that are more severe like blood in the stool, which makes us think of colon cancer, but can also be seen with stomach cancer. And then ultimately, these things lead to an upper endoscopy, so a camera from above down the throat to find that area that's abnormal and then take a biopsy to confirm the diagnosis.
You know, I always think like God puts what you have on your plate. My husband and is in the hospital right now. He actually got E. coli. And so he had to swallow one of those cameras that go in and take pictures of you all the way down. So that's something that would be, do you use that as a diagnosis?
Yeah, so the camera looks at, first of all, I'm sorry to hear about your husband.
Thank you.
And the camera looks at the small intestine mainly, which is right after the stomach. Luckily,
right.
our cameras on the cables, the endoscopy, they can see pretty much the whole stomach. So we often don't need to do the camera to look at the stomach, but it's an important way to look at other parts of the tube.
Got it. So let me ask you, what are the treatment options involving and how will this impact patients?
Yeah, so thankfully there's definitely some hope along here. You know, really, as we come to understand stomach cancer better, and by that I mean like the biology, the targets, you know, what makes these tumors tick when we look under the hood, we're developing better drugs that exploit those vulnerabilities. And so these are what we think of as biomarkers. And so the treatment is really changing from kind of throwing the same chemo at everybody to testing for biomarkers and then using those information to guide the therapy. And there's some common ones like HER2 and PD-L1 and mismatch repair. And these are things that everybody with advanced disease should be tested for. And then there's newer ones like CLDN18.2 and FGFR2 and EGFR that we think are going to open the door for even more therapies in the future.
Wow, interesting. Christy, thank you so much for being here. And I'm sorry that your husband had to actually go through this too. And believe me, I get it as a caretaker and wife over here. How was your husband's stomach cancer affected your life? And how was it diagnosed? Let's just start there.
So I also wanted to tell you that I'm sorry about your husband. Anytime someone we love and care about in the hospital. I don't know about you, but I always assume the worst and, you know, full of fear and anxiety and everything else, right?
I totally
get it. Make sure you're getting some coffee or tea or some time out for yourself.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. So Tony was diagnosed at 39. Our youngest was in diapers. He was 18 months old. Our oldest was 19 for, you know, five boys. And so it was balancing, you know, being a mom and full-time job and then, you know, caretaker and researcher, right? Looking what could this be? What is the latest and greatest? Balancing what my kids, you know, concerns and fears are, because that's so important, right? You know, my teenagers wanted, you know, make sure their dad was going to see them graduate from high school, whereas my little ones just wanted to know if he was going to be able to tuck them in at night, right? So it's just balancing all of that. And, So it was 7 long, you know, sometimes great, sometimes awful years. But in the end, Tony passed away in January of 2019.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's really hard. Yeah. Let me ask you, what do you wish another caretaker can take from your story? And I always just, you know, it makes us stronger when we get on and share our story and be an advocate for other people, because that's really what my show is all about. If you've already journeyed through it and, you know, you can help somebody else, that's what you're doing. And so I really thank you for that, Christy.
Oh, wow. No, thank you. So a lot of times I felt alone and I felt like nobody else knew what I was going through and nobody had some of the dark, scary thoughts that I had. I did blog our entire journey, which later was published into a book. And my goal one day is to get that out there for, you know, other caregivers so they won't, you know, feel alone. But I came across an amazing organization called Debbie's Dream Foundation, and it's an advocacy group that matched me with another caregiver, another wife with children that knew exactly what I was going through. And I was able to ask her those questions like, you know, what do you do? How do you balance it, right? She gave me suggestions,
right.
Take longer time at the grocery store, right?
Exactly.
And then also, you know, what treatment's your husband on? You know, what treatment is your husband on? Did it make him sick? You know, the doctor tells us all these things, but then we want real, you know, real human answers, right? So
So you're trying to be really an advocate and a mom and keep the household going at the same time.
Right.
So I totally get it. Yeah. And of course, obviously, Dr. Klemper, was he your doctor or?
So no, Dr. Klemper was not. We're down in North Carolina. So Tony was at one of the major hospitals here. But just, you know, the best treatment he could get. 7 years is an amazing time for stomach cancer. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Dr. Klempner, I just want to kind of get back with you and just say, I'm sure, you know, you deal with the partners and the, you know, the other half of the family. And what could you share for just to give us some knowledge and to give us what we're looking for so that we can get diagnosed early? Because, of course, that's what everything is about, right? Being diagnosed early.
Yeah, I think Christy touched on this a lot. You know, it's, people know themselves and their loved ones better than their doctor will ever know them. And so if there's something that's not right, and it could be something small, it could be something big, then I think that just needs to be continually brought to the attention of the medical team until there's an answer that's satisfactory. And that helps both all of us get on the same page, but also making sure that we're not missing something, because the symptoms of stomach cancer are not very specific. They could be a lot of other causes, but if they're not getting better, then that really needs to be continually explored until there's an answer, not, okay, well, we didn't find this, so we're going to ignore it for another 3 months and see you again. I think that's not a satisfactory answer for symptoms that aren't getting better.
Well, I thank you both so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Dr. Samuel Klempner, and of course, you're in Massachusetts, and of course, Christy Leonard, and my heart goes out to you and your family. I hope you all are doing well, and again, please follow our show, The Kim Pagano Show, and we love to have a voice and share great things and things that can help our listeners. So again, download our podcast, and thank you again. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Carolyn, always so wonderful to have you on and to talk about really great energy. And I know that's what you're sharing here for the holiday and, of course, into the new year. Please give out your number one more time.
It's 818-776-8432 and ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
I love that. I love that. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. And of course, every day is a day you've never seen before. Make it your best energy out there and make it your best day. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you next time.